Yes, you was one of Katonda.
Praise Jesus, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? Greet us of your neighbor. Tell them welcome back from the worship and praise of God. Thank you for worshiping in spirit and truth.
Lead
in the spirit through the word and understanding. In the truth written in the scroll.
In
the worship, understanding what you worship. In the name of the Lord Jesus. May God bless it for you.
And it's great
move for you.
When
you worship Him as He provides you. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God. The seasons are ours, give them to us.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus so much. Let me repeat it. We thank God. This generation is ours to give it to us.
Nabo yawa Ibrahim Isaac
and
Jacob.
Nabo yawa
Batume.
Nabo
yawa
Banabi.
Nabo yatu wadeyo mulebe.
Nabo generation is ours. And they will say, there is a new generation
of
knowledge of God and His glory. Let me tell you, sometime back, they made a phone call to me in a vision. And the angels Gabriel said, I received that phone call. There is another they told him to call them. And we spoke. And they told me different generations are given to different people. But you to this generation are given to
different
people. And it will be spoken of you all the days. I got so blessed much. So we to God give us a generation. Told in that vision to make a phone call to them. I don't know whether they called them. Some of you don't know how makes phone calls to heaven. You know how to make a phone call. Who doesn't know how to make a phone call? You reach your neighbor, for they know.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But this generation, we do it's ours. And we know even our children.
Our children.
Till Christ is coming. They will find that generation. It's to be spoken of. For it is filled of the light. Filled of the worship of God, the worship of truth. That's why it's spoken of much in the heavens and earth. And there is a generation God has created of the people who know Him in the
world,
those who understand His glory, and they worship Him indeed in spirit and truth. Praise Him much, the Lord Jesus. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for committing yourselves to seeking God. And you shift from the evil generations. And you enter the new generation of those who know Him. Those having the full knowledge. Based in this ministry, which was named the name of the generation, the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. We still move on reach you the schemes of Satan unto God and unto His church or unto His people. And we separate the spirit of God and His works of righteousness from the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness.
Then
at the same time, we introduce the right Christ and His church and the false Christ in their churches. You know very well where we ended.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That heaven we study.
tulaba omwoyo gwa Satani oguli mu ngeri
y'ensolo. And we see the spirit of Satan in the form of the beast.
Ngulwana okujja omuntu kifaananyi kya Katonda.
And it tries to shift humanity from the image of God.
Okumufuula ekisolo ekitategeerekeka.
To make him into an unusual beast.
Songa omwoyo wa Katonda.
Yet the spirit of God.
Afuba okulaba.
He tries to see.
Natuzza mu kifaananyi kya Katonda eky'amazima.
Restores us to the true image of God.
Tutunuulidde nnyo ensolo ey'okuna.
We've looked much at the fourth beast.
Esimbye ku magenda g'omuntu.
Which lined up at the human destiny. On the feet.
Iranga bachami
and
they
perverted the journey of salvation. The journey of heaven. We ended up yesterday. And we saw the evil spirit of Satan. The spirit of Satan. Which
informed
the beast with horns like of the Lamb of God. The false salvation, the false Christ. How they pass through Emperor Constantine. To make the fourth beast its image. To make the fourth beast, known as the Roman Empire, its image, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church. We so much. The falsehood which was involved in building the St. Peter Basilica at Vatican, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church. This day we want to move on and get the proof. We see Apostle Peter and Apostle Paul, how they first rejected.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
Saint Peter Basilica.
The building of the St. Peter Basilica, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church. They rejected it before it happened. And they warned us on that evil work of Satan, which totally shifted church from the people, the saints of God, to get into a building.
So
this day we are looking at the Apostle Peter and the Apostle Paul, how before rejected. How they forward rejected
the
building of St. Peter Basilica at Vatican, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church. They forward rejected it. Before it even happened, the spirit began to conflict within them. And to bring the great words of rejecting the building of that. And they followed those which were first spoken by the prophets. Even if it's a holy place of God, it's not required to hold dead bodies in it. Now, if God has chosen out a place, he said, build where you will be fellowshipping from, where I will gather together with you. Prophets too at four proclaimed that there shouldn't be dead bodies in such places. And then apostles too joined on that.
Saint Peter Basilica.
When you look at the St. Peter Basilica,
as
the biggest Roman Catholic Church in the world, yet it's not the church but the building and the shrines of the devils. They say they build on the tombs of the Apostle Peter, and that on that hill,
which
is known as the Vatican Hill, near the Tiber River. And that's where they built. And under there, there are dead bodies. The dead bodies. When you enter in the
St. Peter Basilica,
in the St. Peter Basilica,
Roman Catholic Church,
the biggest Roman Catholic Church, as they claim.
Under there
you find dead bodies of the popes laid down there. But I told you one of the mysteries behind that.
That
in those dead bodies come fallen angels in the night and they awake
up,
and they begin to reason with the pope who is on.
era waliyo nekkubo eriyita ku nyanja
it is even the way which passes that river
okutuukira ddala wansi mu Bermuda Triangle
reaching under the Bermuda Triangle
wali ekitebe kya Setaani
where there is the base of Satan
kali kyovulaba nga bakiyita ekifo ekyekyama bya Roma
the place the symbolic place of the secrets of Rome
ebyama bingi ebiri awo
many secrets are right there
These
are olden secrets.
So, Sabiri Wiyazi.
Now, that shrine was built there. But like we've told you, that Apostle Peter
and
the Apostle Paul, before rejected its building. Of the St. Peter Basilica
Vatican.
At Vatican.
Vatican.
Which is known to be Roman Catholic Church in the entire world. But
when
we first saw, these buildings are not the church. It was the hypocrisy of Satan to exchange the church. To put in place the building. To hinder you go to heaven. To cancel your journey. Our Lord Jesus comes back from the church without a spot and not a wrinkle. And this time not the buildings. When you look at in the Ezekiel 43 verses
9
the prophets had proclaimed this at least on any place where they built a shallow temple in the olden days the gathering they never accepted the bodies to be there let's hear
Ezekiel yesula yana musato nyolo mwenda.
Ezekiel 43 verses 9.
Kakano wajewo wenzi wawe. Nemirambo jabaka baka wawe. Okuba waranange.
Nkatufide da kuro msavu.
Ezekiel yesula yana musato nyolo msavu.
Ezekiel 43 from verse 7.
Aunangamba antemwana umuntu. Chinoche chifeche ntebe yange. Nechifeche vigerebi yange webirinya. Wenabena anga wakati mubana ba Israeli emirembe jonna.
Yagamba.
He said.
Jigamba mwana womuntu.
That tell a son of man.
Bagambe.
Tell them.
Ntechifecho.
That place.
Nachirubuza nekunganira muni abantu
ba. Choose it gathered in there with my people.
Abidi oba satu bana kunganira.
Where two three will be gathering.
Nanangi kunganira.
And me too I'll gather them.
Chifo cha bigerebya.
It's a place of my face.
Na yeba suke.
But let them fast. If I'm to come together with them, indeed we are two, three gathered, me too I'll be there. But let them fast. Take away their dead bodies. The bodies of their kings. Dead bodies of their honorable people. Let's read and we hear.
Ezekiel, Esuleyana Masato, Orinyiri Olomusamu.
Ezekiel 47, 43 verses 7.
Aonanga mato mwana womuntu kino kye kifo kyentebe yange ne kifo kyebigere byange webirinya wenabera nga wakati mbana ba Isirayiri emirembe jonna so ne nyumba ya Isirayiri teri gwagwa wazana te erinya lyange tukuvu bone wakubadde kabaka waabwe olw'obwenzi bwawe n'olw'emirambo gya bakabaka baabwe
They
choose out places which are high, elevated high. And they build on the synagogues of God. And they say they should profane my place. They say they decided to gather from there. Let them get those dead bodies of the adulteries. They take them from here.
Ezekiel 43
verses 8.
Ngabateka omulyango gwabwe ku mabbali g'omulyango gwange.
Where
I enter is where they put their own. They have another God who enters by there. That word had gone far from us. And they put their door on my door. They say, I am the one meant to gather with them in the synagogue. What about those others entering in there? Who are they? These are demons of the dead bodies they buried. You know how Satan masquerades. And they would have said God enters through the synagogue. And the demons enter through that. Or the dead bodies of their kings. Ezekiel 43 verses 8.
No mfubeto gwabwe kumabali go mfubeto gwange. Ekisenge ekyerere ne kyawulanze nabo. Era bagwagwa wazize erinnya lyange tukuvu n'emizizo gyabwe gye bakola. Kye navamba malawo n'obusungu bwange. Olunyi olw'omwenda. Kakano bajewo obwenzi bwabwe n'emirambo gya bakabaka baabwe okubawala nange. Nange nabeeranga wakati mu bo emirembe gyonna.
Take away these dead bodies
gye baziikaziika,
which they build there.
Omanyi?
Which they bury there.
Katulikiba Protestant.
You know, the Catholics, the Protestants.
N'abalala bali bwe bati.
And the others like those.
Mukuziika emirambo kukunganira.
In burying dead bodies on the synagogues.
N'abamutsi bagikiikira katuti.
Even others bury them on their podiums.
But
those began from Vatican. That they buried and built on the dead body of Peter. And they built on it the St. Peter Basilica. That's the biggest church in the entire world. I wonder whether Christ is going to come back for that. Though you just bring the body to be prayed for in the synagogue. I don't know if in your understanding of the habits where you got corruptible in mind. You know these days they are born again who pray for dead bodies. And you find they have brought a dead body of the rich man. That they are brought to pray for it. Now the apostles to join on the prophets. As Apostle Peter and Apostle Paul, they moved on to
forward
reject the building of the St. Peter Basilica
to be
the biggest church in the entire world. They forward rejected it before it even happened.
And
some of the things we last heard you heard of them. When they falsely accused
Peter
is the rock upon which they have to build the church. And he himself showed us the real rock, our Lord Jesus.
And
in joining upon him, Apostle Paul, and they moved on to explain us that rock.
He
broke the chief cornerstone
of
our Lord Jesus. Upon him is built the church. You know when Apostle Peter was explaining
in
2 Peter chapter 2 from verses 1, he said that like the heroes of the prophets, there were those who distort the truth. And us, even in our eras, they were to come. Let's read there and be here.
Peter, 2
Peter chapter 2 from verse 1.
Peter, ekyokubiri, esula yakubiri onyolisoka.
2 Peter 2 from verse 1.
Na era ne wabaawo ne bannabbi b'obulimba mu ggwanga. Era nga ne mumwe bwe waliba abayigiriza b'obulimba. Abaliyingiza mu nkizo obukyamu obuzikiriza. Era nga beegaana mukama waabwe yabagula.
Praise Jesus so much. Apostle Peter quoted by the Spirit of God.
And
he said like the era of prophets, there were false prophets. And he warned and told us, even in your eras, there will be false apostles
who
secretly introduce destructive doctrines. You know, let me tell you, the bringing of St. Peter Basilica at Vatican as the church of the Roman Catholic. It was to secretly bring something which is to destroy it.
It
took us from the track of building ourselves as the Holy Church to begin to build buildings and to renovate, furnish them as we furnish the Church of Christ. And we forget to work on ourselves, the Holy Church, which has not a spot, not a wrinkle. Is meant to come back for to take the kingdom of heaven. That's why Apostle Peter went and said, friends, the false apostles bring something as a joke secretly.
Consider
the coming of the building to be the church. Something
began
right from 312, 319,
2018, it was entered secretly. It's taken how many years?
So, you calculate there. 2018 years. Subtract
349. 1669.
These are the years. Ever since that thing secretly was introduced, the Spirit of the Lord warned us through the apostles. Friends, you have to be careful. People who teach the false things of Satan, the spirit of Satan, they will secretly come introduce the things. Emperor Constantine entered church. He claimed to be a Christian,
born again,
and he entered. The person was not the Spirit of God. He doesn't know even of scriptures. And he came teach us how to build the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, something entered secretly.
It's
even a joke, yet it's destroying.
It's
even a joke, but it destroys. Let's repeat this verse.
Petero, ebaluwa ya Petero, eyokubiri. Esule eyokubiri, olunyiriri olusoka.
2 Peter chapter 2, from verses 1.
Na era ne wabao, neba nabia abobulimba mugwanga. Elanga ne mumwe, bewaliba abayigiriza abobulimba. Abali ingiza mungkiso, obuchamu, okuzikiriza.
Ntibali ingiza mungkiso, obuchamu, obuzikiriza.
Bringing secretly doctrines which destroy. When someone brings you something, but the agenda is to destroy you. You know when read Ephesians
2,
Ephesians 5, 22-27. Christ died for us, the church. The Holy Church sprinkled us water through the
world.
He introduced us the Holy Church. He has not a spot nor a wrinkle. Another comes secretly. He enters in a building. You ask whether Christ died for the building. Don't you see there's destruction involved there?
When
you
write
upon it the Holy Roman Catholic Church. When we speak of Roman
Catholics,
they are not the only ones in this thing. Yesterday, almost all religions are in this thing. Even those in the false salvation, those who are just perverted, them they build buildings to be the church.
Yet
he secretly entered in to destroy. How you build a building, you forget yourself. This is what we were told of before. You know, God told us that they are going to marry you a bride. And you go home, you begin to decorate the entire home. The entire house. You felt your dirty, you've not bathed, you've not brushed. You smell. And the bridegroom comes in for you.
You show him
how you've decorated the house.
Let
me first look at you. Although my bride has been mad like this, you brought rugs
that
you show him. You decorated the home. He didn't come to marry the home. Now, it's you church in this generation. You abandoned yourself and you rather went on the buildings. Yes, the buildings that are there to save us from the rainfalls. Together with the sunshine. Like he told us in Isaiah 4. Verses 5 and 6. And there and God blesses when you build them. Because of that reason. Not for a reason as church.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Look
at that building, how they punished it.
Synagogue.
Now they call it church, okay. Even some, you don't know how you will be speaking of them. Because of generations perverted from many years back. 1,669 years. 1,669. Ever since the world got this word in their mind, the spirit of the devil did everything possible. Put in the human hearts, they planted in that word. Even if you say, where are you going? I am going to church. Now you yourself, who are you? And today when we break words, we are going to the synagogue. People wonder, you have a synagogue? They even wonder. When you tell them you study God, they wonder, you study God? At the synagogue of God, what did he study there? And he said, we go to pray there. That was entered people's minds those days. God sent us for disciples not to pray. Things went to change like that. Because you tried, you fought, but nothing. Destructive doctrines, and they entered them. Apostles themselves told us, friends, those men are going to bring
things.
The Spirit warned us, save you people.
Let's
move on next verse in Peter.
Petero, Echokubiri, Suraya Kubiri, Olunyiri, Olusoka.
2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1.
Elanga vegana ni mukamawabwe ya wagula. Ngabele telo kuzikirira okwangu olunyiriro olw'okubiri. Era bangi abaligoberera obukaba bwabwe abalivumisa okubeera amazima.
The problem.
The
Holy Spirit was an apostle Peter, he said. Many will follow that falsehood. The foolishness. You know how many people. How many of our brethren fought and tried in the midst there? Right from 349 up to date. 1,669 years. Those who have fought to reach heaven, you know how they have been doing it. Building them to become a church which has not spot and not a wrinkle. But been fighting on your own. You know what it means? No one builds it. You don't know you have to build yourself. Say one thing, God have mercy.
So you
forgive. Have mercy. And what God does too. Leads you to repenting. Every time you're repenting. Don't know why I repent.
You
meant to be a spot without spot, no wrinkle. It is the one who knows it. Now you say, let me go to church and I repent. You're going to what church? You're going to get out of yourself, go in another person, another church. You repent within that person, you're going to do it how?
Now,
that life wasn't easy. When the Holy Spirit was in Apostle Peter, he said, those people like Emperor Constantine, after they come from the things of sorcery which they were into, they did totally abandon them.
The
brothers resumed them when they reached salvation.
And
they resumed to do all things which are prophetic. And they brought their shrines as they built them. And they claimed to build them for God this time. You know, when you read this verse, verses
18.
2 Peter 2, verses 18.
Kubanga, bwebogera ebigambo ebikulu ennyo ebitaliimu.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let me tell you. When you look the way how Emperor Constantine came, and the suggestion he brought, building the biggest church, the words are boastful but they're empty. Now, how do you see? Apostle Peter died at the Vatican Hill. At the Vatican Hill.
At the Tiber
River.
Where there
were our symbolic things of Rome. How do you see when we build there? A big shrine.
Saint Peter
Basilica. Saint Peter Basilica.
It's
the biggest church in the entire world.
The apostle Peter said,
and you think they are big, great words. Yet they are words of instruction. When he brought that suggestion, all those without wisdom
are
not taught in the word of God. They were wrong. They say, the man has risen. The spirit of the counsel of the devils. The counsel which is false. Very strange words. Now when we build the biggest church here, because he had all the money, the king has spoken. Now we disciples of those days, I don't know what level of thoughts we had. Can no more check all the scriptures by then? You know the love of things.
It's
the root of all evil. People loved possessions and they did follow footsteps of apostles.
It weakened
them to believe in the words which are useless. Let's repeat this verse and we hear.
2
Peter 2:18.
Kubanga bwebogera ebigambo ebikulu ennyo ebitaliimu. Basendasenda mu kwegomba kw'omubiri. Mu bukaba abo abali okumpi n'okubadduka abatambulira mu bukyamu.
Now the problem. They spoke the words. We are called to say,
give
up all our things.
Emperor Constantine,
saved, he has claimed. Yet in him has come the spirit of the beast, of the two horns, those like of the Lamb of God, the false Christ and the false salvation, the evil spirits. And they persuaded people the desirings of the body. How do you see how beautiful
this
church in the world? The suggestion.
Peter
died from where?
He said the rock
from which the church will be built. He doesn't know how to interpret. And they brought, let's build on
his stone.
Yet they are building the shrine of their god, the Jupiter. They didn't build for the right Saint Peter. The rightful Peter. You can't build in those foolish things. You know why it's impossible? He himself, one day, spoke that he built. And Jesus told them, you will not build those things here. You read in the Matthew 17, you see. Matthew 17, verses 4.
Petero n'addamu n'agamba Yesu nti, Mukama wange, kirungi fe okubeera wano, bw'ono oyagala. N'azimba wano ensiisira ssatu. Emu yiyo, endala ya Musa, n'endala ya Eriya. Olunyo olwokutaano, bwe yali ng'akyayogera, laba ekire kimasamasa ne kibasiikiriza. Laba eddoboozi ne liva mu kire, nga ligamba nti, ono ye mwana wange gwe njagala.
Now
Apostle Peter,
Matthew 17:5,
wrote a suggestion of building a shrine. One to be for Jesus, another for Elijah, another for Moses. Father Asa told him, that's my son whom I delight. You listen to him. What
he
spoke, he did find it. Take away your rubbish. You build a shrine for Moses?
Apostles
knew well what to do. And they couldn't believe there is even a church of St. Peter. For the one of St. Elijah, Jesus rejected it. For the one of St. Moses, they were going to build it, Peter himself.
Yes, we have
to praise Jesus.
Let
me tell you, there are things of truth apostles follow. Right from when they began to move with Jesus. And they knew well all things of the truth, how they are. In all the prophecies.
Wrote
a suggestion, let's build a shrine here.
Yes,
Jesus will be built for you. And if someone wants, they enter the shrine of the Saint Jesus. After he goes, they sent Elijah. Let me go to Saint Moses.
Saint Moses.
Pray for me, you, the Saint Moses. And you kiss on the image of Saint Moses. God refused that. Peter gave up on that. He knew
they don't build
God houses like this. I don't know how many would have built. If you want to build for the saints, you can finish the entire world building for saints. Saints, many are in heaven. Can you build all for them?
Those
shrines?
Yes, you have
praised Jesus.
There
is much falsehood in the world.
Apostle
Peter and Apostle Paul.
Forward
rejected building of St. Peter Basilica.
That
to build the church where it's in the building.
As it's
called the Roman Catholic Church.
The Protestant Church.
They usually name the
Saint Stephen's Church.
Stephen's Church. Friends.
SDA Church. Seventh Day Adventist Church.
The Adventist Church. Find it written in the building. I was going to call Mosque Church.
There is a hall.
Those ones build halls. They gave up on this of church, they are not on that. They don't want to even know.
Let the saints church.
You find it right there on the building.
You
see how they appear. This world got a problem. The spirit of Satan ogwalabikira
mu Emperor
Constantine. The Emperor Constantine.
Gwegwaleeta ebintu ebyo.
What brought all the things?
Okuwanyisa kw'ekkanisa entuufu.
The exchange of the rightful church.
Okukyamya olugendo lw'eggulu.
To pervert the journey of
heaven. Olugendo lw'obulokozi.
The journey of salvation.
Kubanga tukuzibwa ekkanisa etwalibwa mu ggulu.
We have cleansed the church taken in heaven.
Yensonga lwaki ensolo ya Roman Empire?
The reason why the beast of the Roman Empire.
Ensolo yokuna esimbye ku bigere by'omuntu.
The fourth beast is lined up on the human feet.
Ekifaananyi kya Nebuchadnezzar.
The statue of King Nebuchadnezzar.
Ekifaananyi kiri mu kifaananyi kya
Pepe. The statue which is in the human image.
Abatondwa mu kifaananyi kya Katonda.
We created the image of God.
Era mu ngeri ya Katonda.
In likeness of God.
Bwe tuddemu Peter ekyokubiri esula eyokubiri.
Get back to 2 Peter chapter 2.
Nga tuzzeemu ku katono nnyino olw'18.
Let's briefly get back to verse 18.
Ayongera okutunyonyola ng'agamba bw'ati.
Explains us, tell us this.
Peter ekyokubiri essula ya kubiri olunya olw'18.
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 18.
Kubanga bwe boogera ebigambo ebikulu ennyo ebitaliimu basendasenda mu kwegomba kw'omubiri mu bukaba abo abali okumpi n'okubadduka abatambulira mu bukyamu. Olunya olw'19. Nga babasuubiza okuweebwa eddembe nga bo bennyini baddu baakuzikirira. Kubanga omuntu awangulibwa munne era abeera muddu we. Olunya olw'abiri. Kuba obanga bwe baamala okudduka okuva mu bugwagwa bw'ensi mu kutegeerera ddala Mukama waffe era Omulokozi Yesu Kristo naye ne beegombeza mu ebyo mu obwo omulundi ogw'okubiri ne bawangulibwa eby'oluvannyuma byabwe. Bisinga obubi ebyolubereberye.
Kati bwe beefuula abalokose.
As the claim God says.
Si buli mbu n'erijja li empura.
And the emperor came.
Imu omwoyo guli ogwa sitaani ogw'ensolo.
It's the spirit of Satan of the beast.
Y'amayembe abiri agali ng'ag'omwana.
Of the two horns like of the Lamb of God.
Efaanana bw'etyo.
It appears like that.
Yonna nga lijjirira.
And he's all looking like that.
Alizze kuzikiriza.
He has come to destroy.
Era ky'ovuula bakugamba.
That's why they tell you.
Constantine by this sign
konkwa. Constantine olwakabonero kano yawangula.
Akabonero ki?
What sign?
Otunulira ku makulu ge.
When you look at his legs.
Eri waliyo mtu gwamburuguma.
On the right leg there is the head of a lion.
Unukuliko gugwe.
On the left leg there is his image. He was an animal at the same time a human being, a beast and a human being.
Ngalimu moyo mulala.
In him there is another spirit.
Are tuwayiriza.
Are we falsely accusing? Did we the one put those things there? When you look at him,
through
that sign, he passed through to conquer the rightful church.
And he
will fight the saints and overcome them. According to Daniel 7,
25,
that and that king. Till he will conquer
again.
Eventually pitched down the church.
And
they wrote even down an
inscription.
Constantine olwakabonero kano yawangula.
You
go to Vatican, you find that image there. Conquered what?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's move on here.
We say
this man came in the Christ.
Realize
what concerns him.
They
got entangled in the things of sorcery. Second Peter 2 verse 21.
Kubanga chandi badde kirungi gye bali. Singa tebategeera kkubo lya butuukirivu okusinga bwe baamala okulitegeera okudda ennyuma okuleka ekiragiro ekitukuvu kye baaweebwa.
Baamala okutegeera ebintu ebyalina okuba.
After realizing how things were meant to be.
Setwale eri.
And they said, take us aside.
Ebintu bya Yesu.
The things of Jesus.
Tugenda kubigeta. Tikemu ebya.
We are going to change them, put in our things.
At least, St. Peter baageta mugeti.
Now St. Peter was just paid.
Ebogera ku St. Peter.
They don't speak of the real Peter.
Bogera ku Jupiter.
They speak of Jupiter.
Omukuba katonda baabwe.
One of the gods of the Romans.
Emizimu gyabwe.
They are demons.
Bwe bakyasinze okusinza ennyo.
They are most worshipped.
Badira muyita Father Sky.
They usually call him the Father Sky.
Akati gw'oba olowooza.
Now if you think.
Buno bali bazimbye ebintu bya kanisa.
They built pieces of church, nothing.
Zino zaalimbwa zennyini.
These were real dogs.
Read
us down there. It's not me speaking that.
Ebaluwa ya Petero yokubiri esura ya kubiri olunyolwa biri mwe biri.
2 Peter 2:22.
Chaba tukirira ngo lugero lwa mazima beruli. Nti embwa edide bisesemye byayo. Nembize nazibwa edide okwekulukunya mu bitosi.
Atiti baddayo ne bakola
bintu byo. Way back did their things of sorcery.
Kino zali mbwa ze
these were real dogs.
Sizinezo okukyalo.
Not the dogs of the village.
Mbwa za Satan.
The dogs of Satan.
Badira dasho mburogo
bwa
Roma
buzimbi of the Romans
ne bamaliriza nga bazimbi
and they end up building
nga bakoze kifanani kyenso
made an image of the beasts
era kujo ita Roman Catholic Church
that you call Roman Catholic Church
kifanani kya Roman Empire
image of the Roman Empire
nawe kanyibo obo ulira
do you still if you hear
ulira bakita Roman Catholic Church
Roman Catholic Church
wandi bado Roman Empire
it would have been the Roman Empire instead.
Ikintu cyabo ni kikwata yo kwetorenzi yo.
Spread the entire world.
Nyabulika dini akegorokosha.
Every religion arising.
Bamaliza bakazimbizize amasaba.
End up making build a shrine like theirs.
Bono bazimba kanisa.
They build the church.
Omanyibo boso modonyore 12.
You know what he read in the first 12 in this Peter.
Agamba bwati.
He says this.
Petere chokubire sura ya 2 onyirwa 12.
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 12.
Na yabo zensoro ezitali na magezi. Ezizalibwe ensoro obusoro. Ezokukwatibwanga nokuzikirizibwanga.
Bobe nyini zenchi.
These themselves are beasts.
Yali mwe ensoro teyali yeka.
If you had the beast spirit, was that alone?
Omoyo gwa Satani ogulabikira muziri yeso.
Of Satan appearing in form of the beast.
Omanyiba kilo butukirivu buli ogwa Katonda.
They got the righteousness of God.
Ebabutetenkanya.
And they began to fake aids.
Ebaitera we byabo.
Yet they put their own.
Ero mutume Paulo yakayana nabo nga agamba.
Apostle Paul argued with them saying.
Bano si bube bantu.
These are people.
Abadira ne batereza obutukirivu ne beterawo obwabo.
Put their own righteousness in place.
Batetenkanya.
They begin to fake their righteousness.
Nga balina omwoyo gw'okutetenkanya kwa Satan.
And they have the spirit of the fake righteousness of Satan.
Yes, you was with me.
Praise Jesus.
Bikola yabatume sura ya 20.
Acts 20.
Omutume Paulo yayogera bwati kuwo moyo wa Katonda. Bikwatuma abiri nolunyolwa bimwetta.
Acts 20:25.
Ebikola yabatume esura ya 20 olunyolwa bimwetta.
Acts 20:25.
Kaka nolaba nze manyinga temuchandaba maso. Ngatemuchandaba maso gange mmwe na. Benai tangamu ngambulira obwakabaka. Olunyola biri mu mukaga. Chevamba tegeza lero nti nze ni mulongo ofolo musayi wa bonna. Olwabiri mu musanvu. Kubanga seke kanga kubabulira kutesa kwa Katonda kwonna.
Kudire mbulungi.
Biko abatume esula ya 20 olunyiriri olwabiri musanvu.
Acts 20:27.
Seke kanga kubabulira kutesa kwa Katonda kwonna. Olwabiri mu munana.
Katudeyo olwabiri mwetaano.
Biko abatume esula ya 20 olwabiri mwetaano.
Acts verse, chapter 20:25.
Kakano laba nze manyi nga temuchandaba maso. Nga temuchandaba maso gange mmwe mwenna. Benaitangamu ngambulira obwakabaka.
Omanyo mtume Paulo yali abulira
ebyo obwakabaka. Apostle Paul preached the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness.
Ngaita mu ngama kanisa gonna asimbi.
First in all the churches which are planted.
Okusingira dali Roma.
Mostly at Rome.
Ngagamba mnangi kisera kitushe ngenda kusibula okuva mu mubiri.
As come I'm saying farewell from the body.
Naye kisinga obukulu.
But what's most important?
Sicha abalirwako musayi gwa mutu
yena. No more counted upon the blood of any person.
Obwo tunolidonyura bimomuka.
If you look at verse 26. Let's read and we hear.
Acts 20:26. Chevamba tegeza lero nti nze ndi mulongo folo musayi gwa bonna.
Nti yali takyaliko musayi gwa bo Katonda gwe yali amubanja.
The blood of all people got banded him off.
Abandizikiridde nga tababuulidde
enjiri. Those who got desperate and never preached to them.
Era be yakulemberangamu okujema edda.
Those who led into rebellion before.
Bwe yali ng'akyali mu Farisaayo.
He was still a Pharisee.
Biko abatume sura ya 20 olunyolwa bilimu
omusango. Acts 20:27.
Kubanga seke kanga kubabulira kutesa kwa Katonda konna.
Nti kubanga era sirekereza.
Still I didn't hesitate. not proclaim to you the entire will of God.
Acts 20
verse
28. Omoyo mutukuvu mweyabateeka mwe okuba abalabirizi okulundanga ekkanisa ya Katonda gye yeegulira n'omusaayi gwe yennyini.
Nagamba bana mwekuume nga mwekka abalunzi
ate
n'okulabirira n'okuliisa ekkanisa ya Yesu
kakati
banna simanyi
oba
omuddo ogw'endiga endiga z'ekizimbe z'ekkanisa.
The building is the church.
They
told them to watch over the flock. The church which he bought with the blood. He bought the building. But he said, by the Spirit of God. Acts 20:29.
Emisege mikambwe jiri ingira mumwe tejiri sasira kisibo
banange. Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Omutume Paul yagamba.
Apostle Paul says,
nze manyibwe na maro kuvao.
I know after I go.
Emisege
wolves.
Ogumu ye Constantine.
One of the wolves is Emperor Constantine.
Uno si kuvuma.
It's not abusing.
Niigwa yingirira.
But it still entered the church.
They're
not going to mind that you are a church to be built. Faith to be taken care of.
When the buildings that are devils.
Right from then.
Many
wolves have entered into the flock. Pastors,
even
the salvation we are into now,
the
pastors and the wolves, buildings.
Don't
mind of building you the church.
They tell you,
build the house of God, the church, the cathedral. But friends, you are all in the marinerist in spirit.
I am.
You gather all the money. Look at this wolf.
His
skin is a sheep, but inside a wolf.
You
thought they are going to mind your church?
Set down.
Pass the spirit of his
own.
He has no mercy.
He's
the wolf.
Emperor
Constantine began that.
He's
the one who was the great wolf. Many wolves had made up
mistakes.
This was the greatest wolf. For changing. It's like today. You are born somewhere physically. Don't someone who brought inscriptions. Where they birth you from. You are born in the Muslim. You have never gotten saved. And they even change your memory. Born in the Arab nations. That one has perverted you far. Now the word of changing the church.
It
is a word which fought us much. Battle which was very serious. Now we still yearning for it is with Easter and has captured our
enemies.
We think he's captured our cars. He has a major deal. Shouldn't become a holy church.
You
are meant to head on to destruction with him.
He himself
knows what does it profit in the world.
They know who
forfeit your soul. Now to give you eating doesn't pain Satan.
Men
have cars.
bagenda kyuse ebizimbe babiyita kanisa mobile money zibaziyita muweteekeyo tuzimbe enyumba ya mukama
ekanisa
waliwo agenda zimba ya
buwumbi
mwe muzisonda banave gino sijiye misekeje
They will not have mercy on the flock. They will not have mercy on the church. They will change and build their own other things. They have a photo of their husband and wife. Sometimes I see the woman is up the husband like that. They have the way they do their things. The husband is down like that.
You copy what you don't understand. Yes, we are.
Praise Jesus.
As we younger you,
let's move on and we see.
Acts 20, verse
30.
Eramu mwemweka, muliva, abantu. Ngabogele bigambe ebichamye okuwalula abayigirizwa ennyuma waabwe.
Yakamba.
He said.
That
I tell you, among you will come out those not strengthened. Big distorted words. As we are there, the ones of Jehovah's. We are born again.
We don't give up
on the day of the Lord. What church are you building then?
If we were
to gather in how then? Now if you are the church,
it
must be gathered within you on the Sabbath.
It's
impossible.
That's why Jesus
said 2-3 where they will gather around
there.
Those are his church.
Acts 20 verse 31. N'amaziga buli muntu mu myaka esatu emisana n'ekiro.
Omanyi omuntu mwe Pawulo kuba omwoyo wa Katonda.
No apostle Paul by the Spirit of God. N'abatuma
abalala.
And the other apostles.
Emyaka esatu nga tebanna bakwambula mubiri.
Years before they unclothed the body.
Nga bafuba okulabula banna.
Trying to warn friends.
Timukyama.
Don't get perverted.
Timukwiriza bulimba
bwonna. Don't accept any falsehood.
Mwekuume kanisa.
Watch over a self church.
Ebeere ntukuvu etalina bantu
wakubadde. Only church without Paul, not a wrinkle.
Acts 20:32. No kugaba obusika mu abo bonna abatukuzibwa.
Yes, ye muzibwa.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ge kanisa ntukuvu.
As the Holy Church.
Gamba yongere tusigire ekigambo.
He said, move on to give us the word.
Iranga kikizibe kanisa.
What builds this church?
Yes, ye muzibwa.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ninga bituwasimbe yonga tukugala.
Like we last time telling you.
Ntumwe Paul Peter.
An apostle Peter.
Ya gamba ye kanyini sirwe rwali rwazo kuzibirwa ke nyumba.
He himself was the rock upon which this church is built.
Nyumba ya Katonda.
The house of God.
Eyomoyo.
That of the Spirit.
Ekanisa ntukuvu.
The Holy Church.
Nga ye fe.
And it's us.
Ya gamba nti oruhazo ruje
ruri Kristo Yesu. That rock is there, Christ Jesus.
Era ntumwe Paul naagena maso no confirming ensonge.
Apostle Paul moved on to confirm that issue.
Ntuba tusoma mpite kisoke sule yoku.
When we read the first Peter chapter 2, verse 3.
He
moved on to explain like this.
Peter, Peter ekisooka essula ey'okubiri olunya olusooka.
First Peter chapter 2 from verse 3.
Peter ekisooka essula ey'okubiri olunya olwokusatu. Obanga mwalega ku Mukama waffe bwali omulungi nga mujja eri oyo ejjinja eddamu eryagaanibwa abantu naye eri Katonda ddonde lya muwendo mungi.
Yes, you
must praise Jesus so much.
Bw'osoma mu Peter ekisooka essula ey'okubiri
olunya olusatu. First Peter 2, 3
n'olwokuna
and 4.
Agamba nti obanga twalega Mukama
iranga
bwali
wekisanga
tujja eri oyo ejjinja eddamu
abazimbire
baagala
naye
ng'eri Katonda ejjinja eddonde
kubanga
twatisemyo nga tunnyonnyose
erinnya
Peter litegeeza olwazi n'olwazi olwo olw'edda
n'edda
Mukama waffe
Yesu. And he explained, saying, let's read verse 5.
Peter, ekisooka essula yakubi onyolokutan.
Second Peter, First Peter 2:5.
Era namwe ng'amayinja amalamu muzimbibwa ennyumba ey'omwoyo okubeeranga bakabona abatukuvu okuwangayo saddaaka ez'omwoyo ezisiimibwa Katonda ku wa Yesu Kristo.
Nti naffe ng'amayinja amalamu
tujja
kuzimbira ku Mukama
waffe Yesu.
Wegamba si ye yekka nga ye mutumwa
Peter.
Yagamba naffe bwe tumala okuzaalibwa
tuweebwa
omubiri ogw'ekitiibwa
okuva mu ggulu,
omubiri ogw'amayinja
ag'omuwendo.
Ne tujja okuzimbira ku Kristo
Yesu.
Nga ye kennyini lye jjinja ekkulu ery'oku
nsi
erizimbirwako ennyumba
eyoekkanisa
ffe bennyini.
Peter ekisooka essula yakubiri olunya olw'omukaaga. Kubanga waliwo mukyawandiikibwa nti laba nteeka mu Sayuni ejjinja ekkulu ery'oku nsonda eddonde ery'omuwendo omungi era amukkiriza talikwasibwa nsonyi.
Yes, you always win.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yeah, quoting from Isaiah 28.
Quoted in Isaiah 28. From verse
16.
And he showed you on the mountain Zion. Where God put the chief cornerstone. In the third heaven.
Yes, you always win.
Praise Jesus so much.
You're
not going to get explained much.
The
good thing we understand where that stone is.
Vatican Hill.
It's not found at the Vatican Hill.
Mbulizimbirweke kanisa hiyo.
Upon it they built that church.
Saint Jupiter.
Saint Jupiter.
Jebaita Saint Peter.
That they call Saint Peter.
Roman Catholic Church.
That the Roman Catholic Church.
Chitufu ya Roma si ya Yesu.
Truly for the Romans, not for Jesus.
It's
not for Jesus.
It's Sabori ya Roma.
The shrines of the Romans.
Even now. Abantu bagamba. Akati mutume.
People say, don't you think hatred apostle has come
Ofumi,
in the flesh? You have abused churches of the people. You realize they are for the people, not that? Whom do you support of the people and God? We want the church of Christ.
And
us, his saints, this time we want to put the spirit on us that we are built.
Nga tubeera ekkanisa etalina bbala newankubadde
obufunire
era nga tuva mu mwoyo gwa sitaani
ogukyamye
nga tukkiriza okukulemberwamu omwoyo wa Katonda
eyakulemberangamu
abatume
ne
bannabbi.
Yesu
yebazibwe
nnyo
era bwe yali alaga abatume
omwoyo
w'amazima yalumiriza ng'ayita mutume
Pawulo
nti teri musingi mulala ogwali ogw'okuzimbibwako ekkanisa
upon which church was meant to be built, except Christ Jesus our Master.
And
some of the things why they refused to call him the Pope, challenging against the foundation of the St. Peter Basilica in Vatican.
Or
he didn't preach anything connected to that word. Nowhere Apostle Paul preached. And he referred to a church to be a building. And he referred it was built with stone or bricks or with things like those. But he said, by the Spirit of God, built by spiritual gifts, and it's the body of Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Let's
read 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Ng'abaana abawere mu Kristo. Olunya olw'okubiri, nabanywesa amata so si mmere, kubanga mwali temunnagiyinza. Naye era ne kaakano temunnagiyinza.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ekyo katusooke tukireke tugende ku
keep
olunya olw'ekkumi
and go to verse 10.
Abakolinso ekisooka essula ya kusatu onyerwa kumi.
First Corinthians 3 verses 10.
Batuvire ddala ku lw'omwenda.
Abakolinso ekisooka essula ya kusatu onyerwa omwenda.
First Corinthians 3 from verses 9.
Kubanga Katonda tuli bakozi banne. Mu nnimiro ya Katonda, muli nnyumba ya Katonda.
Dambulungi.
Kubanga Katonda tuli bakozi banne. Muli nnimiro ya Katonda, muli nnyumba ya Katonda.
Aha. Kubanga Katonda tuli baki?
For we are fellow workers with God.
Tuli nnimiro, oba muli nnimiro ya Katonda.
You are God's field.
Muli nnyumba ya Katonda.
You are God's building.
Endala eri waje bazimba.
What else are they building?
Tunayogera tutya ku bino byonna.
What shall we speak of all this?
Kubanga madini manje agazimbye ebizimbe
bino. Many religions have built these buildings.
Nga mbutufu ekisinga okwewunyisa.
And what surprises most?
Batuli mambo balina omwoyo wa Katonda.
They deceive us, they have the spirit of God.
Yabalungamiza.
Who let them
in? And
they even share themselves to speak that.
Kakati n'ogamba. Owange omwoyo wa Katonda yali
nebatumeba
yeerabidde ekkanisa ya
Katonda
yeerabidde ennyumba
ye
yeerabidde nga ffe bennyini ffe tuli
nnyumba ya Katonda.
Gundi mu kizimbe ky'ekirala ky'obadde oyagala
okuyooyoota.
Omanyi engeri gye twalina okuyooyootamu
ng'ekkanisa as the church.
Okuzimba mwoyo ne mubiri.
Build you in the spirit and in the flesh.
Ate nawe obikulibwa ekirabo kyo.
And due to your revealed your gift.
Nawe onzimbe.
And due to you build me.
Gomanje waito zimbe kanisa.
You know what it means to build church, what it means.
Heta iso mwoyo wa Katonda kati watukubuse wanna.
The spirit of God where we preached.
Gana magezi gaba tulino kasumeri kwa gabuzaliwa na gasitani.
Human wisdom, we have to cast it aside for it's for the devils.
Bali nazi pulani zibali takati nzi
kanisa. Wild plans of churches they brought now.
You
look at it, you wonder. That one Jesus is pleased of
it. According
to the plan structure of that building church, the house of God.
Now you're
out there arguing over what?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Now
someone said that you're arguing.
Okay. You
begin to see and doubt your understanding and your head is breaking in vain.
What were you doing? There are
things you
are doing. Even a
young child will see your head is breaking in vain.
Maybe
there is nothing like understanding. If you read,
they have told
you the house of God is the building. Prophecies come from them says, heavens is my throne.
Earth
is my footstool. What house will you build for me?
Yes,
build his is finished it. Now for such 3 days, he raised it up. Took away the one of the shadow of his image.
We
shall not most see the right Christ and his
God.
He put the shadow church. Named it after his name. When he built the one of
his name,
named it his name. A Christian, Christ. The name of Christ. Walk with it, his church. And
you
bear the name of Christ.
Upside
down
and
not a few religions who fall in that thing.
That
if
they're
born again, we didn't get enough light. You support religion what? You support God in the scriptures. You're handling Bibles, moving with them. You call these the Bible newspapers. The Bible is not usually newspapers.
It's
the word of God.
It's
the spirit of God.
Understand
it and do it as it is.
If
you follow those invented,
put
the battle between you and the devil who deceived you. Not between us and you. So it's the truth we are reading. When you read, what did they tell us again? Repeat verse 9.
That's
the Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9. When we work with God, we do what He does.
We
are
God's building. You want us to build what? People will say, how will you put bricks on us now? When you reach the right Christ and His church, you will understand how we build it.
And
we
are
meant to be a God of church this generation. As we've realized ourselves. For before we've been down ourselves,
and we have a thought,
maybe are we church? Let me go to church again. You go.
Then
you have some doubt in yourself. Let's read verse 10. This one was given grace to be a professional in building this church. The Holy Spirit made him a master builder.
Talk
of the building where you reach the right church.
That is
knew how to build that Apostle Paul.
That one
you don't want the Spirit to give someone what is better than yours.
Want
to get angered why it wasn't given you.
Do
you know what it takes even? Now come and explain. And when you're determined, you can
say,
man, speak there. And let me not be an ambassador of the
Lord.
I've been speaking what you will fear them.
Heart
they trained you with boldness and determination. And you're not threatened
their sin.
And if they come with a gun and they tell me, repeat what you've said, and the armies are lining up, I say, bring the Bible.
Yes, Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Repeating
what's in the Bible. It's like
saying,
I read the newspapers and I read
His
Excellency Museveni, what he has stolen. I'm giving an example. I read the newspapers and I read the
newspapers
and it arrest me.
That
you get it from where to see.
I said
it was newspapers. I read it again. The fourth page of New Vision. He did what? Is it you who is doing reading and speaking it? You know what I do? You give another, read yourself.
Yourself
read and you see. Is it not that? That's where
they
send me to preach. I'm going to go with the Bible. I tell them, bring out your Bibles. They used to tell us we have gone with the new Bible. That we had our own words we put in there. Let's read verse 10 as we wind up.
1
Corinthians 3 verses 10.
chenawewa ngo mukoza waba zimbe wa magezi
mukoza waba zimbi wa magezi
an expert builder
bakolize chisoke sura ya 3 olunyo lwe 10
First Corinthians 3 verses 10
ngesa cha katonda bwe chiri chenawewa ngo mukoza waba zimbi wa magezi nasima omusingi nomulala nazimbako na yebuli muntu yekume nga bwazimbako olunyolo kumi n'olumu kubanga tewali muntu ayinza kusima musingi mulala wabula ogwo gwasimibwa ye Yesu Kristo
bakati emisingi emirala egy'ekkanisa gyemuzimba nange ginsobe
other foundations of church you build be they surprise me
omutume Paulo omutume Paulo
apostle Paul
yakwasibwa omulimu ogw'okulembera mu abazimbi bonna b'ekkanisa mu biro ebyo
he worked to lead all the builders of church
eranga na ferero bwe tugoberera
just as we do today we follow
bw'omwoyo wa katonda atuyambi
spirit of God was helping us
kukwatagana n'abatume ne banna
connect with prophets and apostles
n'oku bikulwa bibya ebyawandikibwa
to be a builder of scriptures
agamba nti teri musingi mulala
not any other foundation
kujja kutekebwawo kujja
kwa Yesu will be put
bwe musingi bw'ekkanisa
Jesus is the foundation of the church
ati bizimbe ugenda kubizimba kwani
you're going to build buildings on hope
ngwa kubadenge biri mukuna biri kwa sibiri mu Yesu
even yet those things in heaven and other in
Jesus ya ronda bizimbe kubera kanisa yendo kuvi
did choose buildings to be his holy church
ya gendo kutwa
which is going to take
wanga bwayongera agamba bwati
when his speech says this
bakolinso ekisoka esula ya 3 olunyiriri olwe 12
first Corinthians 3 verses 12
nayo mtu yena wazimba ku musingi ogo zabu Omuti yena wazimba ku musingi ogwo zaabu feza amayinja ag'omwendo omungi emiti essubi n'ebisasiro olunyo lwe 13 omulimu gwa buli muntu gulirabisibwa kubanga olunaku luli luli gwolesa kubanga guli bikulirwa mu muliro n'omuliro gwennyini gulikema omulimu gwa buli muntu bwe gufaanana Olinyole 14
kakati abazimbye ka bisasiro mayinja byonna bomumanyi
stone hay and straw on it's upon you
simanyu babinasigala nga bombadde mbizimbye kanisa ya Yesu
they will remain that you have built the church of Christ
kandi kunakulwa okujja
for the day of his coming
mutume Peter bomoyo wakatonda
apostle Peter by the spirit of God
yogera mpita ekyo kubira sura yo
2 Peter chapter 3
tibirivawo nokusanusibwa n'okuliro
will pass away with melting of fire
ukaka santi twali bajenja nalimo elisigala
kulinywa tone will remain on another
ukama afenga byategeza
as the Lord Jesus said
batayo abiri munya
in the Matthew 24
abatume baamulaga enzimba ya yeka
apostles built showed him the building
style
of the temple which was the shallow temple
nabagamba no
he told them
twali bajenja nalimo elisigala kulinywa
tone will remain on another
ati byonna byomuzimba okubere kanisa
all those things will be to be charged
mazima tewili sigalawo
indeed they will never remain
kuagali kanisa tukufu
kanga the holy church right now
abana ba katonda
the children of god
abakulimbwa moyo wa katonda
led by the spirit of god
tabayugira ngagamba bwa
that's why he speaks saying this
bakolise ekisoka esula ya 3 olunyolo 14
first Corinthians 3 verse 14
omulimu gwa buli muntu beguli gwe yazimbako beguli berawo aliwe bwempera 15 Omulimu gwa buli muntu bwe guliokebwa alifirwa naye yenyini alirokoka naye bwati kuyita muliro
kakati nawe tulikulaba
YouTube shall see you
mazozimba ke kanisa yebisa siro sasa namu yinja
a church of straw and stone
ebizimbe bita sana
buildings not worthy
wadenga tugamba bwetu
even though we say this
okusinzira mu Isaiah sura yokona
according to Isaiah 4
verse
5 and 6
tujja kuzimba ebizimbe
we shall build this building
okubera amakungani
to be synagogues
okutuonye nkuba n'omusana
save us from the rainfall and the heat of the sun
naye okuduka omwoyo gwa Satani mubi
run from the evil spirit of Satan
ugwacha olugendo na furo buroko
which perverted our journey of salvation
ujuse kanisa okuva mufa abatoko
change church to shift from the
okujifuna ekizimbe
to make it into a building
tugenda kuchusa tudiriyo dala kuchirije yali yakuchusa
we are going to
kuzimbe kanisa tukufu
go back build the rightful church which is us
bizimbe tubizimbe
build which have built
na tumanyiri okunganira
ubyobwereza these are synagogues
iranga finge kanisa fetu kunganira
we as the church we gather in them
Yesu yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Na ndiyo kwende bingi kutugambe.
I have spoken much on that word.
Nayo rwobudde.
But because of time.
Yesu yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kujja kudda tulabe.
We shall come back to see.
Okuva mwaka gwa bisatu.
Right from 300.
Ana mwenda.
49.
Ikanisa we are chosen.
When church was changed.
Ichebya diira.
What followed there?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Tujja kulaba nga mu bitano bitano kaga mwenda.
We shall see in the 569.
Nga wajjawo esabe ddala.
And there cometh another shrine.
Erimanyiddwa nga omuzigiti.
Which is known as the mosque.
Because
when church got weakness in that,
the
gospel of this kingdom finished,
and
the kingdom of heaven was no more, and righteousness, it was destroyed.
The
whole church got weakened. Islam got an opportunity to mushroom up. That group was the group of the merchants, and they moved much the world
and
quickened them to spread their falsehoods.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Remember,
we
are
the whole church. We had been silenced by then, and the gospel of the kingdom, wasn't preached anymore.
And
the holy church, Christ was to be, it wasn't spoken anymore.
Islam
came out in 569.
And
the time passed.
Protestant.
We are going to see the Protestants. The salvation tries to come out again. But they beat it down. Being under Roman Catholic, doing the same thing.
Those
who had separated themselves, they went back. And they call church the Church of England.
Kizimbe.
It's a building.
Tujja kulaba kuba Seven Seed.
We shall see of the Adventists.
Tujja kulaba kuba Yahweh.
We shall see of the Jehovah's.
Tuliokate tusembeyo.
And then we shall end.
N'obulokozi obw'obulimba.
With the false salvation.
Mwaka gwa 1906 we bwakomawo.
1906 it came back.
Ensolo yenyini yajira mu Emperor Constantine.
The same which came in Emperor Constantine. It came out in one man. That pastor was one-eyed of the Illuminatis.
One
who brought this fake salvation. Even though in the 1800s,
real
salvation had arose in America. Now in
1906,
where we shall see the exact beast of the two horns again, and it came back. And this time what it's done, it joined the
army,
all religions, it is empowered all of them. It has come back this time, and what has brought it this time? Roman Empire to put the image aside.
The real beast of the ten horns
at the seven heads
to
reign over all nations again, known as Roman Empire. After we finish that, we
pray
that the Lord Christ and his church, and
we call
Christ and the churches.
May
God bless you. Thank you for coming.